are now listening to 2 inches deep.
So there's this podcast with two guys. One's thick and sweet. The other one's just a dummy. And it's called 2 Inches Deep, and you're listening to it right now. Welcome.
Only two guys, huh, buddy?
Yeah, let's explain that really
quick. Ooh, hot seat.
Some drama. Our third member, we have like a different member every week for some reason. I don't know, we're trying to get people involved in the show. Our boy, sad boy Zach Grant, isn't with us again for the second time this week.
He's on the hot seat.
We signed him to a multi-year deal. You know, the contract was all set in stone.
He's getting fined every week that he's not here.
He was into it too, you know.
We don't know where you've been, sad boy.
Right.
We miss you.
Hopefully you're listening.
Yeah, we hope you are. We hope he is.
Get us that view. By the way, I checked out our last episode. It was a pretty good one. It was top Mount Rushmore of quarantine shows to watch, or shows to watch during quarantine.
Yep. It was a good episode.
Viewership on that one.
Yeah, it was a good episode. I thought we actually had some good intakes and input in it. So go on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever platform you listen to us on, and maybe listen to it again. That would be a huge help to us.
Yeah, I was walking my dog Dexter, and you know, I accidentally took him on like an hour long walk because I was so lost in the conversation we had, and I know the audio wasn't the best. It's probably like where half of you were like, "Hell no, I'm not listening to this." Like, audio right now sounds good because we're in like a room with full of stuff. By the way, we're in Henderson, like Las Vegas, in Alley Rock's kingdom. That's why it sounds so good in here.
This guy has money.
Yeah, swimming in it. Anyway, this episode was brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue, legit Texas barbecue, Jackson. We've been working there for like what, 3 weeks now? Like
yeah, two, I think it weeks? Has been 3 weeks.
It's been a journey.
It has been a journey.
Speaking of journeys, we took one other day to the strip in the Yellow Thunder.
Yeah, company car, no big deal.
Explain, bro. It's a freaking monster of a Volkswagen wrapped in Dickies, like it's bright yellow Dickies barbecue wrap.
Yeah, it looks good, and the car moves good. We took it out on the strip, so I mean, it's almost like, for someone that we haven't had on the guest, we mentioned this guy a lot on multiple episodes, but Jeremy Beckner, our film guy.
We could just say he's our exclusive film guy.
He is our film guy. It helped us shoot this. I wouldn't say it's like a commercial Alley Rock. I'd say it's more like a memo.
Video. It's a promotional vid.
Yeah, it's like a memo, promotional vid, just to kind of help. So anything that we could do for our first sponsor and, of course, our employer, that would greatly help. But yeah, we had a good time on it, got some good shots, and we're looking forward to seeing them. I mean, it was a fun night. It's still crazy for all of our folks that aren't in Las Vegas. It's still crazy to see the strip absolutely empty. I mean, you could really go see the entire thing in less than 10 minutes and
yeah, we drove all the way down and back in literally maybe 10-15 minutes, impossible on a regular,
yeah, it doesn't matter whether it's Monday or Sunday. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's like, yeah, when the time comes, when everything comes back and gambling and business is booming, we'll never see that again.
True. Yeah, that's why we took the opportunity.
Yeah,
because honestly, we'd be stuck in there for like half an hour and we wouldn't even get past half of the strip.
No, there's no way, man.
You know,
no
so way. It was pretty cool to see. There's way more cops than anyone there. Surprisingly, people were getting still arrested and pulled over, probably for like looting or I don't know what.
Yeah, man. I think we need to talk about like what we've been doing this entire week. It's almost like a new segment that we can do, but it's like, it's not really a segment. It's more of quarantine activity. We do have some more quarantine stuff that we're going to shoot at you guys later on in the episode, but I've been watching this new show. So last week we talked about our Mount Rushmore shows, and Sad Boy Zach actually got me on a show. It's called Power on HBO. It just ended this year. 50 Cent, I think he directed it. I think he's an executive producer or a writer or something, and it's good. That's all I can say. It's fantastic.
Well, give us a rundown, like you telling us to show Power.
Well, listen, basically all I can say is like, selling cocaine doesn't look all that hard from what I've heard on that show. and becoming a kingpin and a multimillionaire and having, you know, just running away from the cops.
Is this in the hood type song, cocaine, or what is
this? Well, so it's in New York, and basically the two main characters, Ghost and Tommy, are from the hood, but they got out of the hood by doing hood activity and selling crack. Mm-hmm. And but they're like, they're second in command to like cartels and everything like that.
Wow.
So it gets pretty crazy. Some murder happens if you're into that. Sex.
You know, I promised you
soundtrack.
We had a conversation. I promised you I would watch it as long as you watch Ozark, because
I'm working on it.
No, finish your show.
I'm working on it.
Because I'm watching, I just finished All American on Netflix, and I'm...
Should we do a recap on that, like, real quick? I mean, it's just us, we could talk about...
It's a popular show, I mean.
Yeah, so we started All American last year when it first came out. It's a CW show, so I didn't watch it religiously. I just only... I'll wait for Netflix, obviously.
I watched it because it was, like, it was high school football, and I watched Last Chance U and QB1, and I thought it'd be something like that.
Nothing like it at all.
I mean, you know, it follows one guy. It's, like, it's more drama like it should be, but it's also about high school football, so...
Yeah. It's just the epitome of being corny.
Oh, no.
Of high school football. Yeah. You know what I mean? I wouldn't expect anything out of CW, but like, there's just a few notes I need to give them. One, since when is it 2006 with those helmets? I mean, goodness gracious, those helmets are trash.
They had like some speed flexes on in the last
episode. The opposing teams had speed flexes. Like, why are you going to get the opposing teams the good gear?
I don't recall that.
And yeah, you watch it again.
You pay attention to detail like
rewind
that.
The film.
I'm more invested into what's going on.
Yeah. Also, Chip Kelly, his appearance, cringy. That dude never took an acting lesson.
Honestly.
And then also, I mentioned this before. It's just like, tell your actors how to run a fucking route, because that is like disgusting. Like, you know, there's been so many memes been going on Twitter and everything about how shitty it is, but my goodness.
Everyone was talking about the little cut route where he cuts back, and it was like...
Dude, he did it with one foot, and like, he literally, like, put emphasis on that one foot so hard.
Sweet.
Sweet. Sweet.
I know. It's just... I don't know, man. They're just trying to... Like, so the people who are watching it aren't mainly all athletes, so it's not like they would understand. Like,
I've been noticing a lot of females have been watching it.
Because there's a lot of drama.
Drama, and then, like, I've been seeing the thing. It's like, Jordan Baker is the most fine human out. It's like, my God, that dude is a sellout quarterback, borderline alcoholic, and almost got a girl pregnant. Teeth. Yeah. Oh, man, it's been...
No, it's so funny, because every time something happens, he's like, what's his name, Spence? He's like, don't talk about my family, that I... He abuses the eye, like
he sure does. Oh, he sure does, and it's I don't know. I just don't understand why they use like British actors to use like for American. Like, this is our pastime. It's no longer the American pastime is no longer like baseball. It's football. So it's like, why don't you use an American actor? Not saying that the guy's not doing a good job acting. No, not in the least bit. Not like this guy over here. But all I'm saying is just like, if we're gonna talk about football, I feel like you should do American actors that, I don't know, maybe played football in their life.
Yeah, but then they're not as good as acting. But this is also CW on a budget.
Yeah, sure.
And they're doing a pretty good job. The show is probably gotten them a lot of revenue, because they're going to do a third season. But let me just say, this second season was pointless. Like, it just let up. Like, they made spring ball look so serious.
They did. And like, since when do you tackle in 7-on-7? Like, I just want to know that. And then in one of the scenes, it's like, I know you're trying to make a drama, but make it more realistic. Like, Spencer just takes a knee, like, right in the middle of the field.
And then they
call it a mercy rule. Like, bro, if someone took a knee in the middle of the field, you're getting your head taken off. Like, I'm literally...
One thing to me is, like, I'm not going to spoil it, but he has an injury he's dealing with. And he decides to, like, push himself so hard to play. Like, bro, you're in spring ball. Like, it doesn't matter. No scout is going to be like, oh, yeah, he has to play good at 7-on-7 to be in. Like, bro, you have a whole... Now the season to prove yourself.
Yeah, he would have been our dumbass of the week 6 weeks running.
Honestly,
had you fucking watched the show in time.
Well, it also came out like in what? Like straight up fall, and Netflix comes on way later, so.
No, I told you. I watched it on Netflix too. I didn't watch it like when
it comes on CW every week, but I don't have patience to be watching it.
Hell no, and I don't. Yeah. Anyways, so what I was saying is if I think it is easy to sell crack, and they make a lot of money doing it. Is all I'm saying. They make some really immoral decisions, really bad decisions. But
it's part of the
show. It's a good show. I think you should watch it.
I will watch it. It's on Hulu, right?
It's on Hulu. Yeah, I should probably upgrade to the Hulu without ads, because there's been times when I'm really getting into it and it's just like Flow from Progressive. I'm like, oh, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, I was watching Hulu and I'm not used to it because I only watch pretty much Netflix or sometimes Amazon Prime. But and I was like, what the fuck is this ad?
All I can say is like, yeah, what is an ad? All I can say is like, Hulu actually has some good choices though.
Yeah,
like they compete with Netflix a little bit on the choices.
You know, who needs to step up their game is Disney Plus.
I haven't been on that in ages.
Yeah, it was so good the first like what month it came out.
Cause yeah, it'd just be Star Wars and stuff was on there.
Yeah,
not I still haven't watched the Magaladorian. What's funny?
Magaladorian, bro.
What is
how Mandalorian?
Magnalorian.
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
Whatever. Anyway, so how's my week been going? You know, I've been chilling.
Sick voice crack, bro.
It happens.
I remember when working. I lost puberty.
Yeah, I'm still going through it. Still growing. Anyway, I've been working. I'm really happy because I got a chance to work on my car, the V12 Beamer, aka Millennium Foreign, 1991 BMW 850i. I went to my boy. Shout out to Victor. He helped me. It's embarrassing, but I'm a 20-year-old kid. Didn't know how to do an oil change or do my spark plugs, but I learned. And now it was simple as cake. I actually did it on my daily, which is a Passat.
My daily. I'm 20 years old and I have two cars. Get the fuck out of here,
kid. I'm about to have three by the end of this year, hopefully. But
what are you going to get this year?
Another Beamer.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway, I want to get a manual so I can learn that, you know. But he saw we also, I changed my coolant tank. And then yesterday, I decided to wash everyone's car in my house. We have like five cars, so I washed everyone's car.
This guy has money.
Well, they're not all mine. But I washed everyone's car, interior, exterior. Guess what? I wake up this morning, it's fucking pouring. Fuck that car wash.
Yeah.
Fuck my wash and wax.
I just feel like that's the epitome of what's been going on in the world. It's just like bad luck on top of bad luck. Like there's just no getting away from it. It's just like,
yeah,
it's like just getting your ass pounded without anything.
I heard the other day we surpassed like 2,000 deaths in a day from Corona.
Nice.
I was like, wow. Like, yeah, I thought I peaked already, but it just keeps going.
I feel like I'm in a simulation sometimes. Like I just do the same shit every single day.
I never felt that.
Yeah, well kind maybe of like, I should be more productive. I don't know.
Knock on wood that I haven't known anyone who's been affected by Corona yet, so I'm hoping that it stays that way.
Yeah, man, it's just a crazy time, and we say it each week. It's just like, you guys be careful out there. We're trying to do our best. We're 6 feet apart. We're handling all the protocols. It is important, and the sooner that we can abide by all the rules is the sooner that we can all go out and have fun with our friends and return to normal civilization, truly.
That's right. Everything's been so weird.
But with that being said, let's do our little segment. I think we're going to do a snake draft, right?
Something like that. So we're going to do top five quarantine foods.
So basically our Mount Rushmore of quarantine foods again.
Yes. So you want to start off?
You go ahead.
Want me to go first? Okay. Yeah. So my first food that I picked was my favorite chips, Takis.
Takis do go nuts. I mean,
okay. So the reason is you need a little spice, right? Because it clears up the sinuses a little bit, right?
Like an onion.
Right, but onions just make your breath stink a little bit. Takis, they leave your fingers a little bit red.
See, and here's my thing about Takis is I love Takis, but it's like the moment that you make that business decision that you're going to have Takis is the moment you say, I'm not going to go out with my friends for a while because I'm not going out with my fingernails all red and shit.
Well, obviously you're a pussy.
I'm not. I prefer to be clean.
Like it's chips. Like, what the fuck are you bugging about?
I'm just saying, I'm not going out with my fingernails all red.
You're not going out because you're going to be shitting on the toilet.
They do hit the yeah.
Like fucking popping on the toilet.
Yeah, it's like Pop Rocks coming out of your ass. Yikes.
Right, but I just love it, man. It tastes so good. Whatever they put in that, like, what was it called? The spice or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, the powder, so good.
That wasn't a bad decision. So mine is something that I've been having for a while, and it's my favorite cereal because I felt it's weird now that I've had, now that we're in the quarantine, like I've had more time to eat cereal that I haven't had cereal in so long, except now in the quarantine, and my favorite cereal, Cap'n Crunch. No big deal.
It's a big debate. We're going to one day do cereals because, you know, I haven't had a solid bowl of cereal in a long time.
Let me tell you, it changes your life again. Like, it hits.
No, you know what hits more than a cereal in the morning? Cereal at night. You ever had a bowl of cereal at night?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, my God. It's like, it's a different feeling, you know?
Mm.
But I'm not a big fan of Captain Crunch, so fuck that.
I'm going to refrain.
What are you going to do when you run out of milk? Water?
Have you not seen Friday?
No.
You've never seen the movie Friday. My God, no, Ukrainians.
I'm telling you, like, I'm uncultured or whatever. Anyway, my turn, I guess.
Go ahead.
Second one, popcorn. You can have me watching movies.
I love popcorn, bro.
It's just the best snack.
And here's honestly. My thing, though, about popcorn is just like, put butter on your popcorn. Like, don't butter be weird.
A little bit of salt.
Like, if you know you're going to have popcorn, like, you've already made that decision that you're going to be a little unhealthy today. So, it's like, why try to be proactive and, like, use unsalted or unbuttered popcorn? Like, you know that doesn't taste good. Get the good popcorn. Get some movie theater popcorn. It'd be disgusting. It tastes delicious.
That's a fact. And, you know, I can never get enough of that.
I love going to the movie theater and getting popcorn. Like, there, you know, it makes your stomach feel like shit after. But let me tell you, it's just like,
and it's also, it's always gone before the movie starts.
Yeah, facts, and it's just like one of those things where it's like, I know I'm spending $11 on an entree meal right now for some popcorn, but fuck it, it's all part of the experience.
Exactly.
So yeah, these are excellent decisions.
That's right.
So this is one of my things that my family and I do at my mom's house. I guess she put it on me. I don't know if it's like a Southern thing or anything like that, but and tell me if I'm weird on this. I'll get cheese and jalapenos.
What kind of cheese?
So I mix it up. I mix it up between cheddar and then pepper jack.
You know what? I haven't done that, but that sounds fire.
Anyone that's ever seen me like cut up a block of cheese and eat it, cheese by itself, flame me for whatever reason, but I love cheese.
Listen, the most exquisite people do it with wine.
So amen. It's just like, and that's what we're working on here, ladies and gents, on becoming exquisite people, rich people. We're gonna work on it. Trust me, this is just the beginning.
That's a good choice. That's a good choice. I'm gonna have to try that. Nice.
What episode are we on, by the way? I think this is 11, right?
No, we're like on like 12 or 13. Really? We might be on 13.
Hold up, I think we're on 11, but it is what I don't know. But
anyway. So, I guess my next one, this one's a little more meatier. It's a ground beef.
Whoa. By itself? Like,
no. Explain. So, the reason I said ground beef is because you could do so much with it. You can make a burger. You can make a sloppy joe. You can make a taco. I mean, shit. Opportunities. I mean, the choices are endless. All right? That's why I chose it as my quarantine meat. When you have nothing going on in the house, you got ground beef. Like, what do we want today? And then you can make it. You know what I'm saying? So...
That was pretty. I mean,
it's a thoughtful choice because like today, this week, we've had burgers, we've had tacos, we have sloppy joes, and that all involves ground beef.
I guess with you going on that, I'm gonna go to a throwback. So what is this? This is number 3, right?
Yeah.
Bagel bites.
Love. You just threw me back to like 2011, yes, bro. Man.
And keep in mind, I haven't had a bagel bite during the quarantine. But we just order food, ladies and gents, and...
Yeah, that's right. Should we get in here soon?
All I'm going to be saying is, like, a bagel bite right now would go freaking nuts.
It would.
And it's good. A good, you know, it's easy to make. You can kill at least 12 in a sitting.
No, for sure. That's easy.
Like, if you don't kill double digits, it's like, what are you doing with your life?
Also, if you're the type of scum, like, when you have time, I understand if you don't have time, but if you microwave it... Have a little more patience. Like, just put it in the oven.
Get that.
It's better now.
Bagel bites. That would be my number 3.
It's a good choice.
Hey, we got to do another poll. That's my bad. I run our Instagram page, so we're gonna do a poll on who has a better Mount Rushmore of. Even though we're doing 5, who has a better top 5
quarantine food? That's right. We'll do that.
Go ahead.
Next one. This is a broader topic, but my vegetables. Because, you know, you're sitting there, you're eating shit. I ate a fucking 3 bags of Takis and I had my ground beef of whatever.
And I'm like, damn, I need some vegetables. My favorites are cucumber. It's nice and refreshing. I love me some broccoli. I love Brussels sprouts. Just eat the greens, leafy greens. A salad won't hurt once in a while, but the vegetables are vital. Even though we're not doing shit, you have to have some nutritious elements in your meals.
Not a bad choice. Not a bad choice. So we're on number four. I'd say if we're going to go for a nutritional base, grapes.
Love me some grapes.
Dude. I love grapes. You can kill so many at a time. Here's a debate we need to go on right now, though. All
right.
Would you rather have green grapes or red grapes? Listen. I'm a red guy all the way. Red all the fucking way. I did not
expect
way.
You to say that, dude. Like, I said, who the fuck eats red grapes? I was going to say.
I'm a red guy all the fucking way, bro, you know, because it's like green are good, but sometimes experience. When you get that sour one, it's like...
Ruins I like your day that, bro. Bit. I like when my grapes, like, I had to crush them. It's like biting into an apple almost. I like that.
I like when the grapes are, like, cold, but, like, a little frozen. You ever have, like, a frozen little grape? It's like, it changes your life, bro.
No, that's more like eating, like, some, like, popsicle or something like that. I like when it just crunches, like, when you.
That's a good one. You know what I'm saying? But I've seen you eat your grapes before, and it's a little disturbing.
How is it disturbing? I had a traumatic experience with red grape. Like, they have seeds in them sometimes, and you.
No, then you're getting the wrong red grapes. I think you're thinking of a cherry. But no big deal. I'll forgive you on that one. I've seen you eat a grape before, and you like literally took out the skin of the grape, and then like you're just doing some weird shit with it. It's just like if you have more than one bite on a grape, I don't know if I can trust you as a human being. And I've seen you do that more than once, like more than too many times, truly.
Sometimes you gotta just bite half of it and see what's inside.
No. And that's the thing. And that's why you've had traumatic experience with grapes is because you do weird shit with it. Just eat it like a fucking man.
Eat by half of the red one. You'll see why I don't eat those shits.
No, dude. You're buying the wrong ones.
It looks like some fucking dragon eggs or something. But anyway.
I'm going to have to talk to your dad about what he's feeding you these days because that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not it. Go ahead. You're up next.
This is our last one, our top five. So this one, I'm going to need a little bit extra revenue for this one. Jeb. We're going to need some Dickie's Barbecue for the quarantine.
Ooh.
We order. You order online and we deliver through DoorDash.
Look at that. Trying to get some promo in.
There we go. And then Dickie's Barbecue be hitting, dude. The beef brisket, the succulent, juicy beef brisket. Freshly pulled pork.
Here's the thing, though. It's just like the more that we've been working there, the food does hit. Like I'm not going to lie. It's not bad.
Some creative stuff over there. Like, you know, when you start working in a place, you make your own like secret menu items. I've been doing that, mixing the sauces a little bit, putting...
Yeah, man.
It's good.
We know we're sponsored and everything, but seriously, I'm biased. It is some good food. Like, there's nothing like some soul food. Is that... So that's your five?
That's my five, yeah.
My five is one of my personal favorite items. Like, I think I could eat this item every single day if it didn't have a consequence. Rice.
I love
all types of rice are good.
Like you say, you can do a lot with rice.
You can do a lot with rice.
But eating
it. And it's just like there's endless possibilities that go on with it. I love fried rice. I love white rice. I love sticky rice. Couscous is deece.
Couscous isn't rice, is it?
I don't know. It fucking thing. Looks like rice, but there's just so much. I love sushi.
Let me ask you this. What's your favorite form of rice? Like what's it in type of food, I guess?
I would say there's nothing like having the hibachi fried rice.
Yeah.
Like when you see the guy cook in front of you and he's doing all the shit with the chicken, you could put a little chicken fried rice in there. You see, or you could do shrimp, whatever you want, right?
Okay.
And then he sees you do it, the egg and all that, man. There's something about it.
Well, hibachi is also, it's just an experience, you know?
It is. It's a good time. It's like a good time.
We can't do that right now.
Yeah, man, I am.
But, bro, every time I went, man, it was always a good time.
Yeah, it was a good time to go with your friends and everything.
Sake, but you can't do that to me, man. Anyway, but my favorite form of rice is there's this place around here called Allen Sushi, and they serve the best poke. It's not pokey.
Yeah, we learned that from our poly boys. Chee-hoo, dog.
Chee-hoo. I've been crucified for saying pokey. Like, what the fuck is that? Anyway. They had the best poke. It's the spicy, spicy ahi poke. But anyway, and they give you like a whole, I don't know what they call those box containers of rice, fresh rice, and you throw that some of that cold poke on there. Oh my god, dude! I could eat a whole thing by myself, and I would not.
What's that place called?
Island Sushi. but
Island Sushi.
They have sushi, and they usually
go to our other place called Sushi Wa. Whatever, you traitor.
Not really, but anyway. So those are our top five, and
We're gonna do a poll.
That's right.
You'll probably see it tomorrow morning. We're filming tonight at Sunday night. We had some homework to do and some business to take care of today, but
yes, sir.
I'll make a post on Monday, do a poll, and then let us know who you think is better. But I mean, that means you guys gotta listen. But yeah, man, that was a fun little segment. It's making me hungry, and I'm looking at our DoorDash right now, and. Tell you our ETA as
what
we
got coming. We got some pizza, some wings. Oh yeah, I'm gonna just explain my little thing. I'm starting my keto diet tomorrow. Explain your thing. It's like part three, honestly. It's my third time doing it. It works. It works wonders. But
dude, it makes you like shit bad.
You have no room to talk, buddy.
I did it for a week.
And you didn't. You did it for 3 fucking days, and it takes 3 days for it to like actually hit. By more.
Look, I was trying to just be a good fucking friend, all right?
I'm going to explain the story then, since we have some time. I was, like, dedicated to lose weight. I always had these little bursts of dedication. I'm like, I'm going to fucking do this.
You've made tremendous strides since from last year.
I'm still a big boy, and I still need to lose some more weight. But this all started when the doctor was like, because I weighed in at like an astonishing 360, and it's the most I've ever weighed, and I didn't realize it, and I was like, no fucking way, that's too much. And she was like, yeah, like you need to start exercising or doing something, jump rope, blah, blah, blah. And what I decided to do is just, you know, go on a diet, which is like the obvious thing you had to do. So all I did was I stopped eating junk food. I only had allowed myself one time a week to eat out, and I ended up losing like 20 pounds off the bat. And then I did keto, and I lost another 20 pounds the first time. But I did keto, like lazy keto, and I cheated, but I still lost 20 pounds, and I did it again, and I just kind of maintained the weight, because I was doing it with you, and this motherfucker was like, we're going to do it together, we're going to get you right, and then he was like,
but we were lifting together heavy.
We were, and it's hard, because you do have low energy, because how it works is, the keto diet is like, you call it keto, because your body enters ketosis, which is like, I don't even know what, you have like some ketones rolling through your body, and they break down fat, and the only thing you have going through your body, you have no more carbs, so your body uses the stored fat as energy, and that's how you start burning your fat. So when we were working out, you have to do like intense lifts for a short amount of time, because you can do long-term workouts, you're gonna get tired. But for some reason I was fucking fine, maybe because of like my wrestling training, because I was running nonstop. But you know, there was times where I ran like 2 miles when I was not tired. I mean, you know.
Well, and I mean, it's hard because you don't really, I don't think we've done a whole lot of pictures of what we actually look like on our page, but Alex is like sneaky athletic. Like no, for sneaky real. Athletic.
I get that. I get that a lot, because like, it was a funny story. I'm going to tell this because I'm like merging my stories. But
go ahead.
We were after golf, we went with Sky, our good buddy Sky Silva.
He's been on here.
Yep. And we had a good day of golfing, and then we were just playing catch in the thing, and me and Justin keep joking about our fight night.
It's happening.
And then he was like, Jackson keeps saying, you know, because Sky is his coach, he's like, we have a plan to beat you. And then Sky's seen me throw the ball around, you know, a few one-hand snags, and he's like, holy shit, Jackson might actually lose this one. You're pretty fucking athletic. And I was like, yeah, bro, you better watch out.
Yeah, and Sky and I need to have a talk about that, because I don't know any kind of coach that tells the opponent that his prodigy may or may not lose the fight.
Listen, I was a 300-pound kid. I said 290 sophomore year on my JV football team. I could have went varsity, different story. But I chose to stay JV, and they almost had me play tight end. But at 290, I just wasn't the fastest guy.
See, that's a funny story. Is like, you go, I could have gone varsity, but I chose to go JV. That's like Michael Jordan being like, I could have not got cut by my team, but I got cut by my high school my high school basketball team, for the story purposes.
The reason, because of that is the reason. What was I trying to say? The reason of that is because of I wasn't ready. In my mind, the coach saw me as a big kid. I was athletic. I had a lot of potential, but I didn't have any experience in football. I was like my second year playing, and he expected me to play varsity. I was like, what the fuck? I haven't had any reps on JV. So he's like, do you want to play JV? You can. And he's like, you're going to get pulled up anyway later on. And I was like, okay, then what's the point of going now? I mean, I'm going to use this practice dummy anyway. So it was just me. Wanted to ball my bros a bonding moment. I had a great year. Shit.
Shit.
No, but keto is going to work, bro. This time I did it, but right before quarantine, I actually ended my keto when the whole quarantine shit hit, because I was like, what if this is the end of the world?
Yeah, you want to try the best foods.
I started drinking soda again. I haven't drank soda since New Year's Eve. And then I just started drinking because of the quarantine. So thank you, Corona. You ruined that shit. If anything, I still would have been on keto. Probably looked a little bit slimmer. And I actually showed you before after photos of when me and Jackson were doing it. And he saw an improvement.
Yeah, man. It's astronomical. And you know that support's always going to be here, buddy.
That's right. I'm going to keep doing it. Good. But right now, it starts tomorrow. So right now, we order some pizza. Get that carb in.
Yeah,
because I won't be in it. I'm planning to end it because I have a vacation in July. Me and my friends are supposed to go to California if that's still on, but the plan is to do it till then. Because my philosophy is that diets don't exist on vacation. So there's no such thing as keto on vacation. You indulge in whatever the fuck you want. It's your time to relax. So I'm gonna do it till July, like middle of July. So that's about April, May. About 3 months, so I should be looking pretty fucking good. Fit into my old clothes. I have a few inspirational, like motivational clothes in that closet where I'm like, yeah, I don't fit in that, but I will.
Attaboy.
There you go.
Attaboy. So what's our next segment that we're doing today?
We're going to stick with this one every week because it's a classic. It's the dumbass of the week.
Okay.
That's right. I want you to start off, please.
Yeah, my dumbass of the week, brought to you by Jeep Only.
There you go.
Dana White, you're my dumbass of the week. I am a big UFC fan. We've mentioned it before. We talked about fights. We've done recaps on fights. We've done predictions on fights. Alex and I are gonna fight
because of the UFC.
I think I fell in love with the UFC. It's become my second favorite sport besides football. I think I fell in love with it in 2015. Well, I wouldn't say that. One of the first fights I remember was GSP versus Nick Diaz. And then I do remember, like, more vividly, John Jones versus Daniel Cormier the first time. I'd say, like, 2014, I really solidified a love for it. I don't think I've missed an event. Anyways, Dana White promised for UFC 249, since the quarantine stuff was happening, that he bought an island. Said it was going to happen, was adamant about it, and then said that it got canceled, but it was out of his control.
Jackson's like on the brink of tears, y'all.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me fucking upset. It makes me really upset about it.
Dude, that was going to be our only sporting event. In theory, it would have been a genius move because that no one else has anything else to watch, so they're going to watch that one event, and everyone's going to chime in.
And everyone was going to bet on it.
And everyone's going to pay pay-per-view.
So, correct. And so he's not a dumbass in the fact that he bought an island. But he was a dumbass in the fact that he guaranteed that it was going to happen. It's like, so the reason why it got canceled is because ESPN didn't want to air it because they don't want to have a liability issue of them airing something that's not supposed to happen, especially with the distance and social distancing and everything like that, right? And it's like, Dana, you should have fucking known that who bought out the UFC, the ESPN bought out the production rights of the UFC, so it's like you should have known that they were going to say no to that. Well, you like should have known that, and don't Dana's guarantee defense, something.
He's a man with money, he's a man with power, and honestly, I thought this whole show was going to be over by April, but who knows when it's going to be over now.
Hey, dude, it feels like it's almost going to be like June, July.
Yeah,
if my birthday and I'm spending it in quarantine, I'm going to be hurt.
I feel bad for the people who had to already spend it. Like, my mom was one of them, and we didn't get to go out. Going out was one of the main things to do for your birthday. She didn't get to do that, you know? She couldn't even get a haircut or a hairstylist, whatever. So, hopefully it doesn't happen for mine. Mine's in September. That'll be way too drawn out, but honestly, hopefully they can find a cure for it before all that stuff happens. Yeah. So we can have my sporting events back. It's cool watching throwbacks, but it's just not the same.
It is. I watched the Colts beat the Bears at Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, game. Let's talk about that.
We don't want to talk about that. What we can say is, look, Dana White, I like where your head was at, but you should have known, and that makes you my dumbass of the week, especially because you just broke my heart.
I agree. That's pretty dumb. But my dumbass of the week is and throwing it back, we don't really talk about like music industry too much. We should, because it's a very poppin' even during quarantine.
Allie Rock's a rapper, if you guys didn't know.
Well, my rap, I told them how my name originated, if you guys listened to the past episodes. And well, this is my dumbass of the week is the associated with a rapper. So NBA YoungBoy, he's not my dumbass. All right, that guy's he's true. He's rich, young, but what he does is pretty stupid sometimes, and the people he associates with.
Dude, the Twitter like reactions of NBA YoungBoy, like when it's like, man. NBA YoungBoy fans be NBA, like, is no, hilarious.
It is hilarious, yeah. Because honestly, I watched like a live of his on Instagram. I could not understand a single word of what he was saying. Still listen to his music though.
Slaps, slaps,
slaps, bro.
Never broke again. I'm around there it at.
Anyway, he had his girlfriend. I don't even know if it's his girlfriend now. It might be his ex, but Floyd Mayweather's daughter. Like, I don't even know her name.
Yaya.
Okay, there you go. Her name's Yaya. She was a. She's facing like 99 years in prison for assault with a deadly weapon, something like that, some type of charge or case. And she attacked his NBA YoungBoy's ex.
So basically, she was a side piece, from what I'm understanding, right? Like, that's what it looks Yaya like. Was a side piece, and then she got mad at the main
piece. She got jealous. Right now, I think Yaya's the main piece.
Really?
I think so, because it was her ex. You know? So, is like, YoungBoy, what are you doing, son? I know she's like, maybe she's a ride or die for you, but she is Floyd Mayweather's daughter. And she's also trying to kill somebody.
For yeah, like what? She stabbed her pretty good, right?
I don't even know. I think it was with a fork or something like that.
Oh, that's interesting. There was a lot of blood, though. Yeah, like I heard she was in critical condition.
She was in critical condition. I didn't see any pictures of her. Probably, I don't know, like privacy and stuff like that. But that's pretty stupid of you. But I don't know. Like, Floyd, get your daughter in check, bro. Like, she's hanging around these rapper guys. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. Racist right there. How?
Rapper guys?
What am I supposed to say?
You're a rapper.
Yeah, she's not hanging around me though. But she's I'm not even sure if YoungBoy, like, I wouldn't be surprised if he killed somebody, you know. That's what they do in the hood, you know. If you watch All American,
Power will change your fucking mind of what the hood is. Real quick, you see some graphic stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, that's my dumbass of the week. Anyway, let's move on. This is like a closing statement. We want to talk more about cool, like, fun stuff, fun stories that we have about us. And this week, we thought about, because this is actually, like, Jackson inspired this one. He got a little tipsy.
Whoa, when?
Yeah, he doesn't remember, clearly.
What are you referring to?
Oh, yeah, my dad's listening. Face ass.
No, I'm asking you what you're I'm asking you what you're referring to.
Your boy's birthday. It was Pat's birthday, and you were at Zach's house.
Oh no, that was I think it was like 2 days before Pat's birthday, yeah. This week.
Yes. And you were talking to me about like what a crazy night it was.
No, I Snapchatted you and said, "Hey, don't let me do anything stupid."
Meaning no, I'm talking about the day after, you're like, oh, it was like, whoa, what the fuck happened last night? So don't even try to do that shit.
I don't talk like that. I was just like,
yes, you did. That maybe you were so hungover you don't remember.
Don't do that bullshit with me.
You texted me like,
don't do that bullshit with me.
Because when Jackson gets drunk, he gives you like, bro, we're gonna actually do this shit. We're in this shit. Like, you start doing motivational shit. Like, we're gonna be up, bro. Like, you're like that.
I'm a fucking personal hype man. What can I say?
No, and then it just talking about me. Like, what's some drunk stories, like that drunk events or whatever that happened to us in the past that just made us like it's just a funny laugh, you know? So you want me to start it off?
Sure.
All right. Since I brought up the topic. But so I had a party this year on December. No, those parties.
Second invite.
Yeah. Anyway, those parties were fun, man. I kind of miss those.
The ones that you did you throw this one?
It was a joint effort, you know. It was a group
second
of people.
Second invite, bro.
Yeah, the whole block was there. Whole Henderson, not Summerlin, wherever you live.
H gang.
So let me just explain, bro. Give me a little story. So we had our group of friends, and they all decided to throw a Christmas party at our friend's house. Oh,
yeah. I have that video.
Yeah.
Our boy, I'm not going to put any names out just because I don't know if they want to hear their names on here or not, but they... Say the name. I didn't say it.
Say it.
No. I use your mail. He's a Jehovah's Witness, so he doesn't celebrate any holidays like that. Not even his birthday or any Christmas. But his father, man, I gotta give away. His father's name is Rick. Alright, so we decided, and since it's at the father's house, we decided to name the party Rickmas. And we did like a Rickmas theme, which it was basically Christmas, but it was like random shit. Like we had a dinosaur as our mascot or whatever. And we made his backyard patio, like we blocked it off because it was cold outside. We put a heater in there and we had lights and everything. The house was chilling. We got the alk. We got everything that was necessary, food, blah blah blah. And we threw a sick ass party. Invited a whole lot of people. We tried to get as many people as we could, and
only 20 folks showed up.
Oh, that's in the first hour, and then as soon as I started pouring shots, bro, I swear it quadrupled. Because so how it started was everyone's like everyone has to get drunk because we're allowed to sleep over here, this and that, we're gonna get wasted. So I was like, I'm freaking down. So I got ready, I brought my extra clothes for the night, and my boy brought his girl over I've never seen. So I introduced myself, and she was like, oh, I'm not drinking tonight, I'm taking care of Alex or whatever.
Oh, I thought we were saying names.
Well, my name's Alex and his name's Alex, so they're gonna know. But so I was like, you gotta take one shot. Like, it's courtesy to come in this house, take a shot. So I was actually who, because they're like, don't break out any hard liquor until blah, blah, blah. I broke it out, okay? Because I knew she had to get real with me.
Were you mixing liquors? Were you going from light to dark?
I mean, if I could remember, probably. Honestly, yeah, I was.
That's where you made your first mistake, buddy.
I think it's better when you mix them. Anyway.
Said no one ever.
Listen. So... I poured them the first shot. I don't remember what I did. It was like probably Bacardi. They chastised me because they wanted vodka and they got rum. But I poured them Bacardi a shot each. And then everyone's like, what the hell? No one told us you're pouring shots over here. You're the bartender tonight. And you know, all the girls were there that I liked. So I was like, okay, let me pour you guys some shots. And the rule is that the person who pours is the person who drinks with everyone who he pours with. So I poured with them.
That's what you learned in Ukraine, right?
It's just a courtesy thing, bro. Like, I just carry on the knowledge. I'm pretty experienced in Ukrainian parties. So, I pour them the shot, take a drink with them, and then the other girls come by, oh, where's our shot? I pour them, everyone else will drink there, I take a shot with them, and then now people from there, where the fuck's our shot? I give them a shot. And then after that, just kind of like, shit kind of got a little bit blurry. You know,
I got a couple Snapchats, no big deal.
I mean, yeah, I did send some drunk snaps, which is my, like, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, I actually sent this Snapchat, shout out to one of my good friends. She lives in the same neighborhood as the party, she was actually there, but I sent her a drunk snap of, like, me saying some motivational shit, which was meant for Jackson. I'm like, hey, bro, I fucking love you, bro. Like, we're going to be up, like, some shit like that.
Bro, this is when we had finally solidified that we were going to do the podcast. I think we, like, did the week later.
Yeah.
And we had got all of our equipment that we needed, because we have a lot more equipment now. But it was, like, all the stuff that we needed. And you're talking about the Yeti and everything like that.
Yeah, bro, I mean, honestly. And then later that night, I remember taking shots of whiskey, and I was drinking beer. I didn't yak, though, which is my... My goal was not to yak, because at 8, we went out as a group right before the party and ate. Everyone was like, no one's throwing up tonight. That failed because my friend threw up, my diabetic friend. Everyone thought he was going to die because, like, it's always a – whenever it was a fireball. Whenever he drinks fireball, it's just always a fucking mess because it messes with his blood sugar. And he was close to death that night. Good thing his girl was there, and she knows how to give him insulin and shit. So we figured
it's not
that
funny.
Out.
It's funny.
It's funny because he laughs about it sometimes, but
it's just the funny. It's funny the way you said it. Thank God his girl is there. She knows how to give him like insulin and shit.
And then later that night, I guess, because I thought I fell asleep, but apparently I was just blacked out. So I remember some girl was like, you're about to like slide down the stairs like head first. She's like, good thing I stopped you. I had no idea how. Like, you're heavy as shit.
Damn.
I was like, yeah, I don't know about that one. And then I remember indulging in some other substances.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I had two things floating around in my body. So I was like, that's where things get interesting, you know, and some shit was said.
Blaming on the alcohol.
No, some shit was said. Somebody got hit in the face by me by accident. I was surprised there was no fights that broke out. And everyone started telling me these stories next morning about, like, what I did. And I was like, no fucking way. Like, I do not recall this whatsoever, you know. And like, no one took a video of anything of me doing anything stupid. Like, no, obviously we said no phones and shit.
Yeah, until I got that fucking video saved.
Well, that was from me. And then actually a funny story. I was talking to this girl at the party. This is before I lost my consciousness or whatever. And I was like trying to spit game. And I was like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And then I got my phone out. Then the guy whose party this is, he there's these two girls I'm talking to. I'm talking about work related stuff, and I'm like, this girl used to work at our Maverick, and I was like, oh, I worked there. And she was like, I've never seen you before. I was like, I've never seen you either.
Oh, bro, I had the video. Should I put it in the microphone?
Give me one second. And I was like, do you know Jackson? And then she's like, no, let me see a picture. So I'm trying to like find your Instagram or some shit. And Zach is like, did I just hear you fucking say some shit about Jackson? He like, takes my phone. He's like, and he takes me in the corner. He's like, pushes me against the wall. Like, he's like on my neck. He's like, bro, this isn't about fucking Jackson. He's not here. This is your fucking time to shine. Go get the girl's fucking number.
Good advice.
Listen. Good advice. Later that night, he's macking with the girl. He's making out with the girl.
That's not good advice.
And then I'm like, dude, did you get her number for me? He says. But yeah, fuck that guy, huh?
All right, so I'm going to tell you guys. Here's the video I got. Here we go.
Play the footage, please.
Hey, bro, I'm sorry if I'm drunk or something, but you're my best friend and I love you. Just please, bro, let's make it fucking big, bro, all right? I had way too many to drink. I'm about to pass out. I've had so much fucking alcohol. I'm literally contemplating my life. I talked all about, I'm not even lying. This is not even drunk me. 6 or 7 girls I talked to. I hit no luck, bro. I'm friend zone like shit. You're my best friend. I love you to death, bro. If you ever need me, just text me, alright? I love you, bro.
I said love you like 4 or 5 times.
Bro, but you know what? Like, I understand where that shit comes from, bro. It's like,
you definitely
you just get in the fucking moment, dog, and you just gotta like...
Nah, Dad, it's the alcohol speaking for sure, but I meant every word. I hit no luck. I forgot I said that.
Man.
That I don't recall making that video, but I just know what happened because multiple people showed me. But man, that's a good fucking drunk story, dude. I mean, it was not like a wild one. Yeah, I haven't had one of those yet, but what do you got?
So I think the only fitting way that I tell this story is that I think everyone has their first story of getting drunk, and I feel like this is my first story of getting drunk. First time I ever had a drink was 7th grade. Might be news to my parents.
I haven't never got drunk till my freshman year of college.
Yeah, so this is an interesting one. So I had this friend. I was in 7th grade. So I had this friend over. He was a little bit older than me. And I think the reason why I love having barbecues and everything is because that's what my parents used to do. We'd always have barbecues and we'd watch sports and we'd do it. It's second nature to me. So anyways, we're having a barbecue and everyone goes upstairs. Then they go their own way and it was just my boy. And that was when you used to do sleepovers with your boys and everything like that. And he goes, hey, bro, like, maybe we should drink. Like, how do you feel about that? And I was like, yeah, bro, I don't know. Like, that's just not really my thing. He's like, come on, just one time.
Peer pressure, huh?
So, oh, yeah, bro. Yeah. And, I mean, I looked up to him. And he was, you know, when you're, like, at that age, you look up to people that are older than you. You're like, shit, this is what I'm going to be doing. Okay. So I have Jack Daniels, and that burned my nostrils, my 7th grade pure nostrils. Like, no other, bro. I'm talking, like, I was like, oh my gosh. So then we had a beer. And then the night escalated to a point where I just don't remember a whole lot. All I do remember is waking up and waking up with puke all over my face. And I was like, that's interesting. And we used to sleep downstairs on my mom's couch. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a trip and a half. So I woke up dizzy like no other. I keep in mind I'm 12 fucking years old. So it's like I don't really remember like anything that transpired. I have glimpses of just like me like doing like twirls and like fucking spinning, which is just stupid as hell. Did that.
Seventh grade?
Yeah, seventh grade, bro. And yeah. I puked over all over my mom's couch. And really, that was enough for me. At that point, after I had to explain to my mom what happened, and she caught me in a lie, I was just like, I'm not a big drinker.
So what'd she say to you? She was like, I knew you were drunk.
No. So I went upstairs, and I told my mom, I was like, hey, I woke up. I didn't really come up with a really good plan on, like, how I was going to tell her that there's fucking vomit all over her couch. I went up to her, and I said, hey, like, I woke up, like, kind of, like, choking on my vomit. And I didn't really know what was going on, and I couldn't make it to the bathroom, so I threw up right over the couch, and she was like, that's weird, like, let's go check. And then she found an empty beer bottle, like, right next to the door. Okay. So that happened, and from that point on, like, in high school, I didn't drink. I guess only recently did I start having the devil's liquid.
It's a good time.
I'm getting older. My taste buds have kind of matured, and then
yeah, right, dude. Like, we still drink girly ass like drinks. Like White Claws. My
I don't like White Claws.
Yeah, right, dude.
I told you I don't like White Claws. I don't like anything. I drink
the White Claw Truly Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah, I don't like any of that shit.
Makes hard my ass, dude. To get chugs them down.
What do you mean my ass? I'm telling you right straight up. I don't like that shit. I don't like any sparkling water. Like, I think if you drink sparkling water, like, I don't know if I can trust you either. It's just like, drink normal fucking water.
Here's the thing. Sparkling water is, you know, it's purified. So when you drink, you know, you're drinking purified water with little bubbles in it.
Yeah. That's just my, anyways, that's my story. And I'm going to continue talking because there's a DoorDash at our door. And I think Alex is going to get it. And I'm going to tell you guys something. Are you going to go get it? You're giving me a look of disapproval real quick. And I'm
just going to keep talking. We're not going to end it. Sure, but I'll get the DoorDash real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, anywho, I didn't drink in high school, and then only recently I've started to drink periodically. I'm not a big drinker still. Like having a good time with my friends, but that's really my story. I feel like I should have more. I feel like there's more distinguished stories like Alex and stuff like that, but I'm a newbie when it comes to... when it comes to the drinking game. So, are you coming?
Yeah, bro, hold on.
Do they have the fountain drink?
The fuck is my Supreme?
No way, bro.
I killed him, bro.
Hold up, ladies and gents. We just ordered a pizza, and we... there may not be a pizza in there. My God. We're sorry for the I might have to be texting a DoorDash. I'm sorry for what's going on here. Alex is
fuck.
No way, bro.
My pizza.
No way.
Achilles, quick intermission here. We have to go jump the fucking pizza delivery.
Pause it.
Here. Alright, so right now we're gonna call our
ladies and gents, we did not get our pizza. We specifically ordered a large pizza. We did not get that. So we're gonna call right now. So you guys are gonna hear everything that happens.
Alright, let's see. We're doing this live. What if it's like a machine, bro? What the? Bro, what if he did us stole our pizza? He didn't pick up.
Call.
I'm calling you. This isn't cool. I'm sorry for the misunderstanding. I'll go back to Napoli and see what happened to the other part of your order. My apologies. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Let us know what happens. Yeah, bro, he deadass is eating our pizza right now. Like,
yeah, that dude tried to pull a fucking swift one. It's probably because I only gave him a $5 tip.
It's probably because he thinks we're both high as shit. We don't know, like...
Right, so that's interesting. Well, I guess that's where it's going to conclude our episode. I think we'll figure out what happened with our food, and we're going to do that. But
we'll let you know on Instagram if we have to jump this guy or not, because it's a freaking...
Did he forget my fountain drink, too?
No, he got your drink.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
That's the least he could do.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to our show. It's always a pleasure. Alex, you have any last regards?
I just want to say, guys, be safe, wash your damn hands, and we'll see you guys next week.
See you guys.
Hi, I was just calling because we had an order received from DoorDash, and we got most of our order except we were missing a large Supreme pizza.
Okay, and what was the name?
So, it was for Jackson Bozarth.
Jackson Bozarth, just give me one second.
No problem. Okay, I'm gonna get to the bottom of this.
I have the receipt right here. So when they picked up the DoorDash for Jackson, you didn't get the large pizza?
Yeah, we didn't get that.
Okay.
The DoorDash person said they're going to go back and see what's going on.
And come and get it? Okay.
Yeah, so we just want to make sure that happens.
All right, yep. And this is, what's your phone number?
702?
702? 602. Yeah, sorry about it. So you guys missing the pizza?
Yes. I think the DoorDash person said they're going to go back and see what's going on and pick it back up.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we'll send it out as soon as possible, okay?
No problem. Thank you.
Sorry about it. Yep. You're welcome.
Bye.
Next Dickies time. Would never.
No, Dickies Barbecue would never, but we'd actually take this and deliver it to you.
Ourselves.
If we ever messed up like
with
that.
With a full pecan pie.
That's right. And a fucking bright smile and an apology.
Yeah. And hey, we're going to have to block out my number though, by the way.
We are. Yeah. We're going to go. Beep, 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 beep. Who says your number? Oh, what is this? What is this update? We got an update here on our pizza?
Yeah.
What does it say? Okay. The pizza will be delivered ASAP. They're going to retake. It's hot for you. My apologies for the misunderstanding. You should be... Okay. All right. And then...
I want to be reimbursed.
There's going to be total dicks about it. Like, text the person. Tell them we're going to give them an extra tip for doing that. Because we know it's not their fault. I got the tip. Don't worry. Jackson's bugging right now. Anyway, guys. That's our freaking life story right there.